This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Oh my God. What? Is it really Friday? Friday the 13th? Ah. Alice in Winterland. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Hello.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Oh, Maria. Hello. Mwah. Oh, there's so much. I want to start with this. Listen, I don't think I can make the Santa suit work. I don't know that I can wear the red velvet thing. I tried. I've been working on it this week, trying to gussy that thing up. And it's just, you know, I think if anyone would like to buy it off of me, I'll give the money to charity. I need that thing out of my life. It's not going to work for me.
You can back out of the Santa suit, but the speech we expect from the stage, we got you a podium.
Oh, my God.
No, sorry. A lectern.
Mm. And yeah, a podium. Wait. I need a lectern and a podium.
Both. The podium to raise her up.
Yes, I need to be higher than even the stage.
Yeah. So she can smack the lectern and say, this next artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait for the speech. So you do that. Screw the Santa suit.
There,
it's fine.
Well, there's we'll no speech. Wave. Yeah, this is just a thing where we get up there and go, hey, welcome to our show.
Speech.
Happy holidays.
Speech.
I'm making it
speech.
Right now. I'm telling you the speech. Oh. I'm doing it. All right, you know, for your first, we had a big night for you tonight, and your first act is Haven Madison. And here she is. Bye. See you later when the other bands come on.
Speech.
That was
speech.
It.
That was the speech. That's bogus.
You didn't give
supposed
me a
to give
out.
A State of the Union.
Yeah.
You know, this
yeah,
well, is the this
that.
Is the end of the year.
I
well, maybe
say,
you don't want to after this year.
I have no problem with stage stuff. It's the problem that I have is the meeting where people are just, they don't want to be there already. They're all just like, you know, twisted up in uncomfortable chairs and there you are yapping about stuff they don't want to hear. So I'm fine with the stage announcement stuff. I like it. Plus the lights are shining right in your eyes. You can't even tell there's an audience there. Can't see anybody. It's great.
All
anyway,
right.
the red velvet suit is I really tried, but yesterday I was like, I think I might need to get my hot glue gun out for that. And I'm like, what are you doing? Just let yourself off the hook, Sarah. You've kicked so much to the curb this year. Just let this go too.
I feel like you're trying to talk yourself back into it, though.
I wanted to make it happen for you and for Vinny. You know, it has been 10 years since I wore that thing. And then it came up. It keeps coming up. And I wanted you to see it. And it's just a silly thing. And I'm just not going to be able to make it work. First of all, the pants are just not flattering. So I'd have to wear different pants, and then maybe I'll just bring the.
What does not flattering mean?
The way that they sit on my bod makes it. I don't like it. They sort of puff out the front. I don't like that. They make me look kind of sausagey.
How
like
could
you got a chaunch?
Yeah, like a fupa area. I did not. I put them on, and I was like, that is not attractive.
Oh, I thought you meant like right where the zipper is. Like there's some zipper puff.
Oh no, it's like if your pants sort of stuff forward like this. Like the zipper is not even making contact. It's like the way that they're cut, they sort of stick to the side.
So what you're saying is you're such a skinny mini.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I look sausagey in them. It's the cut of them. I'm regular. Mm. I'm mostly the same as I've ever been. I mean, I did put some weight on, you know, when I hit that time of life. And then I got that guy rid of that. Now I'm like where I should be.
Oh, okay.
Not worried about that. I mean, I'm always worried about it.
That time of life.
You know. I didn't know. I didn't know that was going to happen. I was like, well, that's not going to happen to me. That's what I say about everything. Well, I'm not going to worry about that.
Well, a lot of stuff doesn't happen to you. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, knock wood. I guess that's part of the board,
right? You said it the other day. I've been eating Advil every day forever. Nothing's going to happen to you, everyone. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Are you kidding me? I pre-party with Advil. I take Advil.
Whoa.
After I'm done partying.
That is the opposite of what my doctor told me.
Yeah, she is a total exception to the rules. Do not follow her lead.
Keeps my blood thin. Keeps it running. You know. It's good. I can feel it working.
Well, maybe you won't have a Widowmaker, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
Who knows?
Anyway, I do want to say this, and I don't mean this to, I really am so excited about tonight. I can't wait. We've been, these things hang like out there and you just, especially
you're
for
aiming
us,
toward it.
We keep talking about it every day in order to make sure everyone comes. And then, you know, it's finally here. You're like, yeah, bitchin', let's go.
Let's do it.
Finally, we checked it from my house, and I know I live in Santa Cruz and it's completely.
It's far.
It's not everybody's story.
Right.
But for me, we checked traffic at 4 p.m. yesterday.
Yes.
And it's a 3-hour drive to the show.
Oh, boy. And it's a Friday today and
right.
raining.
Well, so, it'll be Friday light, hopefully.
Never happens when you need it to.
I'm not saying this to, like, you know, beware, I might not come. I'm coming. I'm just saying, like, this is not a setup.
But if he leaves his house at 4, he's going to get there at 7.
Well, and that was part of the problem. So we were working on who are we going to meet, how much food, where can we? And I just told my people, just get me to the venue at 7. That's what I got to do.
Yep.
After that, you can walk down the street and get whatever, you know, go eat.
Yes.
Whatever. Ping me and I'll come get you at the front door. Yes. And then, you know, I'll get you to your seats.
Right.
But that's sort of where I'm at in terms of, as we've talked about, what are we going to do?
Right.
We looked at the freaking traffic and just went,
yeah.
3 hours.
I live about probably, if there was no traffic, I'm sure I'm a 40-minute drive from Oakland. And in looking at the traffic this week, I was like, we're getting a hotel. So we got a hotel up the street. We probably will not stay there overnight, but we'll check in and.
Like early, like lunchtime or something.
Well, we'll have to check in later than that. I think their check-in is like 3. So we'll get there at 3. So it'll be nice. I'll leave the house at like maybe 1:45 just to make sure, because you just don't know. Check in. I'll be able to do stuff to John, get my outfit together, get all put together. And then I think we're gonna eat in the, you guys are doing a sushi thing.
I just told you what we're doing. Okay. They're dropping me off and they're going to go figure it out.
Okay.
We don't have a plan anymore because that plan is unworkable.
Well, depending on your timing, I got a room that we can all kind of, I mean, once I'm done using it for the one thing that I need to do today. I was thinking about telling John, let's say that for tomorrow. Just a lot of pressure to perform. And I hate, you know
for
me.
For you?
In general. Like, I hate being rushed with that.
Well,
like, I want to feel like I don't, like, when there's something pressing that I need to, no, it's not sexy.
It's pretty sexy.
But I don't want him to feel rushed, so I don't want to feel rushed. So when I feel very stressed out about getting the Friday afternoon stuff done, because I know I got to make this and then put this together and get this picked up, and then people are coming over. Like, I don't like that. I like to be able to be like, we got nothing. But it could take all night. We could take our time. Hate being under the gun. And I always feel that way when I'm like getting ready for a gig, you know?
Well, like, guys feel the same way about Nook too, though. I mean, I'm surprised to hear you say that, because you're usually like, get it over with.
Well, I am, but, like that, but you know,
I'm always like, I've been waiting all week, if not weeks.
Yeah.
In some cases, it's been 3 to 6 weeks.
Oh, boy.
I am
horny.
I am thirsty. I am hungry. I am you. Whatever you can think of.
I'm wasting away over here.
And I don't want a quickie.
Yeah.
I want to swim in it.
Well, and I know that that's, you know.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just, yeah.
It's not a good attitude for me to bring to the table, like, I have things to do. Hurry up. So I don't like to do that. And so, but he does like hotel sex. So I'm not
saying.
I know. Well, it's just, I don't know. You feel like you're with a hooker or something, I guess. And sometimes I'll like give him hooker talk.
I've never.
You know. Oh, really?
Never.
So it's like, oh, does your wife know you're here at this? God, that lady, she doesn't put out at all,
like,
does
you're
she?
With a
you know, you pretend. You, it's like you pretend you're with a hooker because it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, I don't need all that. I don't need a show.
Maybe my hooker name could be like Trixie or something. Oh, it's not a full on show, but it just moves things along, Vinny. It's hotter. It's hotter because there you are in a hotel and you're like, you know. Would your wife ever do this? What about this?
So when you see Sarah and John, you know they're freshly.
No, we might not be. That's the thing. We talked about it yesterday. I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to rush it. Maybe we'll save it for Saturday. I don't know. We'll think about it. We'll see.
Well,
we'll see if he can contain himself when, you know, Trixie the hooker shows up at the room.
The point of what I'm saying is we had to call an audible. You might too. We can't wait to see you there, but there's going to be some weather. And there's going to be some Friday traffic. So
Get there early. Mm-hmm. We want you there. The doors open at 7. The parking, if you get there early enough, you won't have a problem. You'll be fine. You won't have a problem. There's actually.
It's downtown Oakland. There's not much going on.
Parking garages. Oh, don't say that. There's stuff going on. I mean, we've got our big show. I'm sure there's other big shows.
We're the big show.
All right, great. There'll be plenty of parking. But get there, you can leave yourself plenty of time. We don't want you to get in there hangry. I don't know that there's a snack bar at this place.
I don't know.
There's probably like, you know, there's a bar and there's some stuff, right? But you're not going to get a sit down dinner.
I haven't been to this venue, but I've heard it's spectacular,
really nice.
Like beautiful. So I'm excited I always like to see something new in general.
Mm.
So
I'm excited and nervous. I haven't done something like this in a long time.
Yeah.
It's my first show in a long time.
You've been on radio for a long time, Mr. Podcast King.
Behind the scenes stuff for another company, but not like this where you're, you know, get to go out and wave.
Front and center. Wave. You going to come up on stage with us?
For One Republic, I'm coming.
Oh, great. Perfect.
And then I'll wave and watch you.
We'll point
at
you. Yeah, I'll be speechifying.
I'm working on my legs, so I don't have to have my cane. I'm trying not to bring the cane.
Oh, you'll be all lubed up by then. You've said to me that. And listen, so Maddie has a whole, not lubed up the way you're thinking.
I know. I just had a heart attack. I'm like, what are you doing?
No.
Don't feed that boy drinks.
Absolutely not.
Not that kind of
lube. he tells me that.
I would never make the stage.
When he gets out of bed, it's bad. And then by the end of the show, he's not using his cane. And then later in the afternoon, he said he jogged to the front door. I'm like,
on some days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure today we'll be all excited.
I'm really bummed for you. I've had an injury or two in my day and it sucks. And you know, I know I saw it. I shouldn't say this into a mic, but I will.
Okay.
I saw our new big boss, the lady that has taken over here, was in a walking boot.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, what'd she do?
I walked by and she was having a conversation and you know, I have had that. Because of the way the tables are set up and everyone's sitting with their back to the hall.
Yes.
I leave everyone alone to do their work. But I feel like Sarah outside the door is probably like, those jerks never say hi to me. I always think she's working.
I always say hi. I just
you
feel
just
like that's
anyway.
Too bad, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, and you know, like if I'm leaving, I'll be like, bye everybody. And then everyone goes,
yeah.
You know?
I do after the show. I'll hang out and chit chat with everybody because I think it's important. I mean,
well, I do too.
Because they're right there. I know the names of so many more people now that we work with.
Right.
Because we used to have, I mean, the amount of space we had at that other building
was glorious.
But
oh,
was,
wait, I mean, terrible.
Remember how long it took to walk from where we were to where we were doing the secret show originally? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a 20-minute walk.
Well,
it felt like it forever.
I'm
like,
down on one floor,
put me in a wheelbarrow and bring me over there. It was all the way across the block, though. It was a whole city block. We were at the windows on the other side of the block. It's a long walk, especially if your hip is
anyway,
out.
I didn't ask Kieran what happened to her foot, but I did see her in a boot and thought.
They thought she had a hairline fracture in her foot.
Please tell me it wasn't pickleball.
I don't know what caused it, though. I don't think I asked that. I think it was more like,
Kieran, let us know. Check in, please. Otherwise, we'll have to contact HR and find out what's going on with you. So.
By the way, Jane, anyone listening, don't text me during the show. I left my phone in the car.
Oh. That's
I have
bad.
No phone for the whole show. It's kind of... It's liberating and scary.
It's scary. That is scary. Well, we don't have any guests coming in or anything, so you should be okay.
I'll be fine.
But we can't. We did used to live without those things. Hard to believe now. Kids.
I am glad you know the names of everybody because I'm still on the. Hey, what's up, bro?
There's a few people. I do know some people's names, but there are people that I've worked with for. I'm not kidding you. 20 plus years. That walk around toward the KCBS end, and I'm like, I recognize you. How you doing? Probably knew your name at one point, or maybe was told it, and then just
that's
the other side.
I told you the story about my neighbor for that reason. Sometimes you know someone.
This is Justin Jared.
Jared, but you know someone. You talk every other week or every 6 weeks, there's a regularity over a long period of time that you would say, yes, I know that person, and yet you don't talk in a way that would lead you to really know. And I remember it was a J. And then when it was time,
you're
to
really say, good at that.
And there
part
was a pandemic, so I felt like we were apart for even longer than you would be apart. Mm. And then when I finally was like, yeah, dude, and Justin. And,
she just called him Jaber.
He just goes, huh?
I think you mean jetted. That's too bad.
Well, but that's, it could happen here and you would still, I think, be able to fairly say, I know that person.
Right.
We just don't.
We're coworkers.
We don't work tightly enough together where we're talking and I would know all the details.
And for like, I'm sure that there are people that I didn't see for like years went by between times I saw them in the other building because there just was no interaction. Like I never saw any salespeople there because sales was on another floor halfway across the block. Like it was, we walked in, we did our little show in our cocoon and then we walked back out. Mm. And that's how it went. We didn't go exploring.
I just call everybody good looking. What's up, good looking?
You shouldn't do that.
I know, I can't do that anymore.
You got to drop that. You're not allowed to do it. Even Drew Barrymore got a talking to. Stop touching people.
But everybody likes to be called good looking, right?
You know what?
I can't say that anymore.
You can't do it.
You just don't want
it. I can say it to guys though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like it's okay to say to guys.
What's up, good looking? Looking at you, Vinny.
Oh, hi. Hi there. How you doing?
Yeah.
Thank you. That is special, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, that's okay.
I feel pretty good about it. Yeah.
I was a guy I worked with in New York. He always said that. And I said, why do you call everybody good looking? He's like, everybody likes to be called good looking.
Mm.
Yeah, maybe on some level.
Well, it's
depends how you feel about the person, I guess.
If you do enough of the training modules.
I have, and I know
I can't. You find yourself saying, it's not worth it.
Yeah. No, I just
say nothing to no one ever.
Yeah. Everybody,
talk to yourself.
Bro. What's up, bro?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Bro or dude?
Dude.
My daughter uses dude with her friends all the time.
Oh, dude has
never gone
away.
She picked that up from you?
I guess. No, probably not. Nope.
Well, you said she's into Nirvana. This 90s stuff.
There's influence coming in from other places now, though. Mm. She's 11.
By the way, I'm very excited to meet your wife and see your kids. I've not met them before, and I'm very excited.
I think you'll like them.
You'll love them.
And I know they're going to like you.
Thank you. I'm very excited. Your crew,
all those guys.
Yeah, I know all those people. Right. It's Pat, Marianne, and all those.
Pat, Marianne, and a guy who's very, very used to VIP treatment and backstage access. And I'm like, well, there's none of that.
Did he try out for Primus or not?
I don't know. I didn't.
I'm going to ask him.
I let it drop.
I
can't. Please do. I'm sure he'll.
You got
to
ask him.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I saw a video. We're talking about the drummer for Faith No More, who's Sarah's best friend.
He's in my friend group.
Yep.
I wouldn't call him my best friend.
You hang all the time.
We do.
You stay at his house all the time.
Yes, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. Anyway, it was a video of them when they were young. And so his...
Boy, those are hard to watch, aren't
they? Giant, long dreads that are now grayed out are dark brown in the video. And it's them young. And I was like... just riveted to the whole thing because I'm a Faith No More fan.
Yeah. It's a hard transition, isn't it? Like it's all new to us old people. Like we were young and hot for so long, and then suddenly it just really seemed to happen quickly.
Did it?
It did. As I look back on it, it's like I feel like just it was very recently I was young and hot. Not so much anymore. No, thanks. You're not allowed to say that to me.
Oh.
But I was fishing. Thank you. Okay. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. I'm going to skip the song and get right to the stuff here. So we'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.